Today, I'm joined by Christopher, who will share what it really means to get permanent teeth in just 24 hours. We'll talk about both the pros and the cons of his experience with this fast dental implant process. Christopher, let's bring it back to when you were looking for a dental solution. You know, you had dentures and you saw, oh my goodness, there's this new process of getting your permanent teeth in 24 hours. What were your initial thoughts on that? Did you have concerns regarding the process? Like, is this too good to be true? Is this safe? What were your thoughts on that?
I did. Well, there's one in particular a lot of people know about, I won't name, that advertises a lot. But before I looked into them, I just went online and looked into some research. Some family members had worked on 24-hour implants in places like Vegas and personal doctors here where I live. But it was still starting the process and waiting week after week after week. And they wanted cash up front. There was no way of financing or anything like that. So that kind of put me in a different direction. I researched another place near home, about 90 miles from my house. They gave me a quote, substantially more than what I ended up getting later with Nuvia. But they couldn't guarantee the work to be done in a timely manner. They said teeth in 24 hours, but the price didn't include a sinus lift. It didn't include if I needed bone grafts. And everything was left in the air. So I really didn't even know what I could finance if I was going to go with them. I didn't get a straight answer. They charged for x-rays. Everything was a charge. So it led me to kind of be hesitant about it. And I took a little break. And I spent the next year researching. And then Nuvia came up on my feed. And I was like, oh, 24 hours. Okay.
And whenever Nuvia did come across your plate, were you at first thinking like, oh, this is just another one of those places? Or were you like, oh, I know this is the real deal? Like, I guess, what were your thoughts on that?
Well, I would compare them. I would look at the teeth they give you. Some are really super thick. They didn't look much thinner than my dentures that I had. And I thought, well, that looks awkward. Then there were some places that would kind of put them into your, where the teeth were pulled out of the grooves in your mouth. And it seemed like, well, how do you clean between that? So I just kept looking. And when I come across Nuvia, I realized they did a much thinner product. And so I spent the last 10 months looking at what you guys had to offer. And that's all it took. I was convinced that was the way to go.
So traveled from California to Utah to get your permanent smile in 24 hours. Did you have any worries about, you know, traveling, if that would really kind of make it a bad experience in a way? Or
The only thing I thought about, because obviously finances are important for everybody. You have to, you know, take those into consideration. I live in Northern California, so I know there's one in Fullerton, there's one in Nevada, which are, you know, Vegas, which is much closer to my home. I decided to go to Utah only because I've always wanted to go to Utah, and I figured if I was going to recover, I might as well recover somewhere away from my house.
Let's talk about some of those pros and cons of the experience. As you mentioned, you know, you're expecting a lot of less appointments doing this in 24 hours versus a traditional process. So what did the appointment process look like? Did it really happen in 24 hours? Like, I guess walk me through what it actually looked like getting your new smile.
When I started my process, it was before you had the pricing guide. So I called the number, got a hold of someone. He was awesome. We spoke about what it would look like, how I'd have to do Zoom with the doctor to make sure if I was a candidate. Once we did that, they verified I was a candidate, and it was a go right after that. So that was a real good plus. All the same things I'd asked the other company about, who gave me no real answers. I got that immediately with Nuvia. Then we went on to the financing, that kind of a thing. Figured that out. It was a done deal. And it was like no hidden costs whatsoever. So it really took the pressure off me on my decision-making, because I really struggled with it because, you know, I have a family and there's things I have to consider when making this kind of financial decision, but my mental health was really at play here. So it really wasn't a question about, to do it or not. It was about when to do it. And it was the time to do it. And I do have a fixed income. You know, my income is separate from my partner's income. So I manage it with what I do. But the cost guide is great. You can pick whatever plan works for you.
If you are watching and you want to download the cost guide we were just talking about, you can do that in the description below. If you just want to briefly walk me through, like, you know, you flew down there one day, then you had, you know, your smile design, surgery, smile reveal, went home. Can you kind of briefly walk through the timeline of what that looked like?
The timeline was relatively quick. I decided sometime in June. The first day I go in, they asked me to go in and get my x-rays, make sure everything was fine. Did not need a bone marrow, did not need a sinus lift, which I was told differently with this other company.
Right.
And that was great. The second day I went in, we picked the color, the shape, and had conversations about that. It was lengthy. It wasn't like you just walk in and pick a color. They actually showed me models of the teeth. Mine are nice. There's different ones that you can pick from. I guess some shapes of teeth relate to more feminine, you know, if you want canine, whatever. So you get those choices. I picked the second to whitest because I wanted a really nice bright smile. I went so many years with all different color teeth. I wanted nice white. Third day was surgery. Wasn't really nervous about it. I'd never had surgeries before other than having my teeth pulled, which I guess is surgery. But I went in, the doctors were great. There was like six doctors in there. They were amazing. Everyone had their place. They gave me my IV. I went under. I woke up and it was done. And as soon as I was done, my doctor was back in there making measurements, looking at everything, making sure everything looked great. It wasn't just one person going to another room, helping somebody else. They were all there for me, which was awesome. The next day I recovered. Minimal pain. I had absolutely zero bruising. So I was really, really lucky.
Amazing.
So Thursday we go in, I believe, and had my teeth put in. I can't even explain what that was like. I mean, everyone that's seen the videos, it's so true. It's hard to imagine. It really is. For me, it's like the equivalent if I won the lotto. That's the kind of joy I felt when I actually saw my teeth. You know, it's like, it seems like a dream. So that was amazing. And then managed my pain. It was, I'm not going to lie, probably like that Friday on the way home, you know, you go Thursday for a post-op and then you leave Friday, you're done. You get to go home after post-op. Nothing that Advil couldn't help, you know? And if I had to compare it to pain I'd gone through prior to the surgery, it was really nothing for me. You know, again, everyone's different. I have a really high pain tolerance. I was just so happy. If I felt pain, I just went to the mirror and I felt so much better, you know?
I mean, you said you had like some minimal pain, but it's only this one time surgery, right? It's not like you're going to come back, have to get this redone. Like, can you talk about kind of like, yeah, the differences of this one time thing versus all your other stuff?
Okay. A good example. When I had my teeth pulled during the pandemic, I was, you know, everyone was afraid even going to doctor's office. Mm-hmm. They pulled my teeth. This is the picture. This is what my dentures look like. They put this in on my swollen mouth and it really hurt. After they had fallen out, I had to go back. And they had to go back in and shave all the bone fragments that they've broken from when they pulled the teeth. Whenever you get teeth pulled, there's always that possibility of teeth breaking. So those bone fragments had to be shaved. All the points had to be shaved in my mouth. So I had to go back three times to clean the bone fragments in my mouth after having all my teeth pulled. So it was just a continuous, lengthy period of pain. And it seemed like it would never end, you know? So having experienced that and to have the choice to go somewhere and have it all done was incredible. So personally, to me, it was really painless. You feel a little tightness when they obviously put the teeth in, but I mean, come on, that's so worth it. You know, it's like, you look at that smile, it's like, wow, it was just perfection. So absolutely. Nothing like all my other experiences, you know. That.
Okay, so now let's talk about, you know, a potential con of your experience. You did have to travel to another state to get this done. Was it a big hassle?
If I had a con, it would be because having dentures, if there was an issue, I could take them out and check my gums to see if there was something in there. There was at one point when I'd gotten home, I knew I had 4 months to wait. I was a little anxious about not being able to see the doctor right away. I had an issue in the back because I hadn't been able to floss yet. And so I immediately called Nubia. They were great. The doctor got online. We did a Zoom. He prescribed an antibiotic just in case there was something there. He was on it like that. He examined my mouth and what he could see, it looked fine, but precautionary. I got an antibiotic for it. Turned out once I was able to get the floss in there, I had food stuck in there. So it was just irritating the sense of pain. And it was only on the side where I had the tooth pulled. So that was a con for me because my anxiety came in because I was like, oh my gosh, I can't take them out. They're there.
Yeah.
Fast forward a year later, not an issue. You know, I wanted to come out because, but that was probably the only con, the nervousness of not being able to see a doctor immediately because I'm far away.
Right.
Moved through that. You know, it was just the fear of the unknown because I wanted nothing to go wrong.
I think that people could also be wondering, like, with getting a permanent teeth in 24 hours, like, how does the healing work? Is it safe for that to happen? What's actually going on? So we're going to hear about that from a doctor.
The irony about asking, does a patient need to heal, is funny because it was answered back in the early 90s when all on four or immediate, you know, teeth in a day started to come out. We learned back then that you don't have to wait for full bone to implant healing before you attach something to a dental implant. So the same is true here, right? We don't have to wait for certain things to happen before we can move forward with certain steps. It's similar to, you know, my mother-in-law had her hip replaced recently and the orthopedic surgeon didn't say, now you're on bed rest for 6 months while we wait, right? She was up on it the next day. So advances in science, material science, medical devices like dental implants, and the materials we use to restore those implants allows us to move forward without waiting on certain things that have to do with healing.
Awesome. I think that's such a great bit to share because, right, like, how is it possible and why is not everyone doing it? It's, you know,
it just makes so much more sense.
So now we'll get to, you know, another pro. You mentioned earlier you were in surgery room, you had all these doctors around you working on you. I guess just talk about your experience like with Nuvia, with the different surgeon, well, doctor, anesthesiologist.
Well, as most people can probably relate, anyone that's gone to a regular dentist, they double stack. This dentist I had was one of the few dentists that took my insurance. Not really professional. He was very rough and when I make comments about it was painful or whatever, he's like, well, you don't have a high pain tolerance. And he was just not very empathetic.
Wow.
He also had his assistant do my impressions in the lobby because he was double booked, which is totally not even kosher. So of course, when my dentures were made, they didn't fit. So when I questioned that with him, when I came back for adjustment, he literally honestly took my teeth in his hand and goes, then I'll give you your money back. And I'm keeping these. I complained to the dental board for sure. I was hysterical. You know, I mean, I was like already traumatized by the whole process. So all those things just kept layering upon themselves. So fast forward to Nuvia, the minute you walk in, the receptionist, she talks to you like she's a family member. The other one that takes you into the room was just so pleasant and lovely. Could not be happy. No judgment. Even when you take your teeth out, I mean, I never taken them out for anybody. So no one else but my family members had seen me without my teeth. She couldn't have been nicer. The doctors were great. Then you go into the surgery process. It was just so professional. There was a doctor there for everything, for the anesthesia. My doctor taking the measurements, the surgeons were there. It was unlike any other experience I've had with the dental industry. I mean, it just put my heart at rest and my mind and everything. And it was just so much easier to enjoy what was going on, you know, and just kind of go with it, you know.
Sounds like you're much more comfortable.
So much more comfortable. I mean, you know, I've gone through a lot for my age and I was like, it's just, and I know people have gone through worse, but for me myself, it was just, it was nice. It was a nice change, you know, and I think it helped my healing too. You know, when you can embrace it all, I think your mind has so much to do with your anxiety and the way you heal and the way you process your pain, everything.
Absolutely. So you have your surgery, your teeth are in, now it's time to adjust. So for another maybe potential con, did you have any struggles during your adjustment period of getting used to your teeth? You mentioned you got some food stuck in there, or did you have any trouble talking, eating? Can you talk about that?
I'm lucky. I think because I had these huge dentures and I was able to, the doctor was really impressed. I could speak really well.
Nice.
I had practice with my dentures. So with them not falling off the roof of my mouth, these were a breeze. I did have to think about articulating a little better, you know. My bottom teeth are much larger than what my original teeth were. I had very tiny, tiny teeth. So I've noticed people talk about clicking, your teeth clicking, things. Yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, people forget your teeth have nerves and I forgot. So you don't realize what you're doing sometimes. So there's that kind of thing. It's not so much a con, but it can be something that sits in your brain and you're like, oh my God, what's going on? You know, the bite is off or, it's basically psyching yourself out, you know, and you just have to kind of sit back and go, wow, look what I've got compared to what I had and just kind of take it slow. It was a process for me too, you know, biting your cheek. Oh yeah. You're going to do it. Eating certain things, learning not to bite all the way back. I've adjusted my bite. I know how to chew everything. I mean, steak, I love, you know, I love stuff with seeds in it. So, you know, everyone can do what they want. I still cut my corn off the cob. I like it that way. I always have. Mm-hmm. I can chew it. I can bite into an apple. I think it's different for everybody. You know, I think in time you adjust and figure out what works for you. We're all so different.
Right, right. So, yeah, these little things that you can adjust to, but they're not anything like, this was terrible or...
I love them. I love my teeth, you know. I mean, and they do everyone so differently. There's not one picture of a Nuvia patient I've seen that look identical. They really don't. I mean, there's big, they're small. I mean, they really do a great job of matching your teeth to your mouth and your shape of your face.
Yeah, like your teeth look so like beautifully yours. Yeah. Like
exactly.
They're a part of you.
Nobody knows. I have more people say you have beautiful teeth. I'm like, oh, thanks. Stop.
Stop it.
Brushing 10 times a day.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So before you get to, you know, that 4 month mark of you're able to eat whatever you like, can you talk about, you know, the soft food diet? Cause I know, some other places they might have you on a liquid diet right after surgery for like maybe up to 6 weeks, but, how is it different with Nuvia?
Well, I took everything into consideration. It was not a problem at all. I think it's like people that are vegetarians. I mean, you can eat, you don't have to eat meat to have amazing meals. I mean, I'm not a vegetarian, but most of my food meals consist of non-meat. I mean, I don't eat a lot of red meat. There's rice. There's pastas that you can mash up. I did a lot of refried beans. I would get hamburger, meatloaf and mash it up in chicken broth. It was really easy, which was really good. You just have to just watch your body and just realize, you know, you've had major surgery. You know, like anything, like I said, if you had a knee replaced, you wouldn't go run a marathon. You're going to take it slow, mm-hmm. you know, and realize what you've just done to yourself and just, you know, do what you have to do.
So before we get to the last few questions that we have from the Smile Maker Club, from our audience, we're going to talk about cost briefly. Cost is obviously a big concern for people. You know, what's going to be included? How much is it? Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, what kind of options Nuvia did provide? And if that helped alleviate any fears you previously had about paying for something like this?
It changed everything because I wasn't sure if that was an option. Prior to getting my teeth done, like I said, I was convinced, I let a dentist convince me to get veneers. That was $22,000 that I had financed. And what had happened, this dentist had made them too big. They one by one had popped off. When I went back, his office was gone. He disappeared. So collectively, when all the money I spent prior to getting to Nuvia, it was substantial. Only thing about financing that is that I had paid it off and I had a really good credit score and a really good, you know, loan history. So I looked into all of this. Like I said, I'd researched for a year. And when I chose Nuvia, I also had worked on paying my bills and making sure if I could finance, I had a really good credit score, which I do. And they worked with me. They told me the lender that Nuvia uses. And I picked the plan. They sent me information. Different payment plans. I picked the one that worked for me. And I was like, go for it. You know, so it's great. You know, I'm a third of the way done. All right. You know, so,
hey, that's amazing.
And this wasn't something because of my vanity. This was something that was affecting everything. People get extremely sick from having bad teeth and there's not enough emphasis put on that. And I think we owe it to ourselves to take care of our teeth, you know? And one thing I don't think I'd hear anybody really talk about is intimacy. You know, even if you just want to come up to somebody, you know, that is so important. That's certainly not vanity. It's just being comfortable. It's just wanting to, you know, be with your partner and have a moment there. But it affects that, your health, just hygiene, your hygiene, you know, just bad teeth. You can have really bad breath. It can just promote a lot of really bad things. And then it starts working in your head, you know, and that becomes your focal point, and that's not healthy, you know. And not being able to eat like myself, I lost 55 pounds, you know. I needed to lose a little weight, but not that much.
Right.
So it wasn't the diet plan I had thought about. But, you know, it's just like any life change anybody wants to make. You've got to decide to do it and then make it happen.
Now for You Ask, They Answer. These questions are coming straight from the Smile Maker Club Facebook community. And we're going to start with one question from Michelle. Michelle said, I'm hesitant because I just find it crazy they can even do it in 24 hours, honestly. I feel like that would be a tremendous amount of pain. Can some of you share your pain experience? And I know you touched on this briefly earlier, but if you want to give some advice to her.
Absolutely. You know, Michelle, the pain was minimal for me. And if you've had prior dental experience, I'm sure, you know, you go in 10 times, you've dealt with 10 different time frames of pain, whatever you were going in for. I went in, they put me under, I woke up, it was done. So pain-wise, I've felt more pain falling off a brick wall, trying to be, you know, playful with my kids, you know. I mean, it really is manageable pain. It seriously is, so.
Awesome. Okay, so next question is from Ramona. Ramona said, since it is about a 6.5-hour drive for me, Just popping by if something feels wrong really isn't possible for me. So what do I do if I have a problem and Nuvia is so far away from me? I think this is a great question for you, Christopher.
Well, Ramona, I experienced the same thing. I live in California. I went to Utah and I had a moment where I really needed to talk to a doctor and I was really far away. So what I did was I called the office and the doctor immediately got back to me. We did a Zoom together and he examined me over Zoom, prescribed an antibiotic for me and solved the problem. And it was really that easy.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Question on top of that, have you had to go back to Nuvia for any reason? Have you had an issue where you've actually had to go into the office? Or, and if you want to talk about the 4 month briefly too, like
the 4 month visit, you go in, they look at it, they take your teeth out, they adjust it, fits it really tight again, and it's perfect. It was a great visit. Got to talk to the doctors and the people that were there again, and everything's great.
Awesome. So you really, that's the only time you've ever been back. And you said you're about to have your 1 year in Austin.
Yeah. 13 months in with my new teeth. Since they have an office in Austin, I'm going to Austin and on the 20th of August, I'll get to see my son and I'll go to the office there, which is perfect. So I get to see him and go to another office and, see what they're all about.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. You can just go to a different office.
You can go anywhere. They're building a new office in Sacramento here eventually soon here in California. I still might travel and just go, other offices because they're also nice and all very consistent. So
we just have one more question. I have my consultation next week. I really want my teeth fixed, but I'm nervous. I've heard so many bad experiences that people have had, not from Nuvia, and it makes me nervous. I'm also concerned about the price. Does anyone have any words of encouragement or successful stories you like to share?
Yeah, Cece, like I said before, if you want to just hear about other people's experiences and get more information on the cost, just click the link below and you'll get everything you need. Or go on the Smile Makers Page Club and listen to what people have to say about it.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.